This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Short and sweet is an expression we often use when we are guests at talks which please us with their brevity. But the term has been appropriated and used to describe a format of performances which are bound by a time limit of 10 minutes. These shows are here in KL and have been grouped under different genres, and the short and sweet is also a competition.
Yes.
Yes, in Malaysia. And of course, you've just heard the voice. On Sunday, Short and Sweet Musical concluded, and I have members from the winning team, Vail Wong and Des Monda, Cathabel Christie. And they are with the Short and Sweet Festival producer.
Director.
Everything rolled into one. Farida American.
Yes, and sweeper.
I have not seen you with a broom yet.
Yeah?
I
mean, okay.
Yeah. I know you look after the animals in KL Park.
I don't look after the animals.
Like you have a...
I kind of give them my spiritual support.
They are the short and sweet in your office.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
I know. I've seen it. The other day, you were complaining how fat this cat is.
Yes.
Noisy.
They all think he's pregnant.
Short and Sweet in KL Park is 10 years old.
Yes, it is.
Hard to believe. Really is hard to believe.
Why, Soon Heng?
No, how fast it has gone.
Oh, okay. Right? And how successfully, too.
Yes, it's been quite successful. What's the history? 2002, Mark Cleary?
Mark Cleary came from Australia. And,
a friend of Joe's.
So that's the idea of Short and Sweet. Actually, it went to Singapore first, before Malaysia. But then now it is totally dead in Singapore.
That's what I was about to say.
Which is very sad. Right. But we're very happy to say that in Malaysia, perhaps because of the makeup of the performing artists that we have in Malaysia, Malaysians are still very, very willing and raring to go and willing to learn more and wanting to perform, hungry for performance, which is wonderful.
Or some would say that because the Singapore's industry is a bit more sophisticated, whatever that word means, that they have a... art council that supports all this, they don't need this kind of a platform.
No, I don't think it's a case of not needing this kind of a platform. I don't think they have enough people out there in Singapore who are probably going to make up for the hundreds of people you need if you want to do Short and Sweet.
Which gives me a wonderful segue to introduce our young person here, whom you say
all
is
of
only
21.
All of 21.
Yes.
Des Monda.
Hello.
You are from Indonesia. And straight away, first question is, why are you doing Short and Sweet here and not Short and Sweet in Jakarta?
Well, first of all, we don't have Short and Sweet in Jakarta. Maybe we should talk about
Not yet.
Oh, I can see this entrepreneur thinking about taking the franchise over there.
Yeah. And second of all, I was brought here by my good friend here, Vail. And we met at the Broadway camp at Yes ASEAN in Jakarta. And then I guess we knew each other from then. And he was like, hey, come here. Let's do this Short and Sweet thing. And it's like I've been seeing his repertoire. And I've seen like what he's done before in Short and Sweet. I was like, yes, of course, I would love to do it. It's an amazing competition.
What do you do in Jakarta?
I just graduated last February from university, and right now I'm freelancing and mostly doing community theater with my community.
Singing or everything involved with the theater?
Mostly musical theater. Not as much theater as I would like to do, but mostly musical theater.
Did you major in music or musical theater?
No, unfortunately, we don't have any. No. We don't have like a musical theater kind of like performing arts major in the university in Indonesia or in Jakarta. And so I majored in communications broadcasting in University of Indonesia.
Yeah, you won best actor female.
Yes.
For the show called Home from the Sky.
Yes.
That's right.
And Vail, you wrote it.
Yes, I did.
Tell us a bit about this story.
The Humble Vail.
Oh, Humble Vail. It was always going to be a tricky story. I did I remember telling this Mona that this story is not written to win anything because it was so sensitive. It's about a single mother. It touches on this topic of the struggles of giving birth to a life alone. And it also touches on suicide. And it's about the love for between the mother and her son.
I've always made the assumption that Short and Sweet is only 10 minutes. The issue of developing a story and a character is very difficult.
Yeah. Could be difficult.
Yeah. Could be. What did he do to make the story move fast enough and for us to care enough about the character?
Yeah. It depends on the story writers, of course. I mean, not every story writer can do this thing in 10 minutes or less. But Vale has had loads of experience. He has been in Short and Sweet for many years now. And also, he's a bright young Malaysian lah. I mean, you know, we want to acknowledge the fact that he's bright and he's very humble, honestly. But he can do these, he can compose so very well, he can tell a story so very well, he can sing so very well. You really hate him, Soon Heng. If I were in your shoes, I would be...
I've heard him sing.
Why have you taken all the talent away from me, Soon Heng? He would say, you would say to Vale. But Vale tells a good story. And telling a good story in a 10-minute creative exercise is the end-all and be-all of Short and Sweet. Because we must have the beginning, the middle, and the ending, almost, right?
Yeah, you basically have 3 minutes to do your introduction and then your climax and everything within the next 3 minutes and then next 3 minutes, resolution.
Yeah, and on top of that, the beautiful songs that go in between, you know? Vale's musical does not have dance. They have a lot of walking on planks and so on.
Very dangerous.
Yes.
It's a lovely musical, really.
Where does it go from here?
Well, Vale has ideas of where it will go from here and he's already thinking about it. This is wonderful because we want creative people to not stop thinking. And he is, so Vale.
This is the first time I've tried to create a musical with a minus one. It was risky because that's actually quite taboo in musical theatre. The saying is live instruments are always better. But it's quite hard to get live musicians to come for rehearsals every single time and to make sure every single show is in tune and in tempo. So,
especially for a 10-minute production.
Exactly. So we got a very good arranger called Chong Lingzi, our musical director. And we created very lush minus one. And because of that, it's quite portable. We can bring this show anywhere. So what we've done is we've actually started recording our vocals. We're going to create basically a 10 to 12-minute music video of this musical. And we get to share
it. Sell it to the world.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be a show online as opposed to be a live performance.
Exactly. On YouTube, preferably. So that not just a few hundred or 1,000 people can see it, but everyone gets to share this Munda's voice and our story.
And it's good for her future and it's good for his future and it's good for the future of Short and Sweet.
Definitely.
Yes, it is.
Becomes a marketing tool more than... So it's not about revenues that you're looking at.
I don't think I can make money from this unless they want to hire us to perform in festivals.
Well, he made a lot of money last night.
No, I've shared that out. Like I should have, yes.
But may I just interrupt a little bit, Soon Heng, when we were talking to Desmonda. We were talking to her about the fact that why do we have a talent that's come from Jakarta, right? In fact, Short and Sweet is so international. Short and Sweet has brought in talent from overseas. Not too constantly, but enough to make a slight impact.
Where else are they coming from to perform in KL?
In fact, this year for dance, there's one group that's coming from France.
Group? Wow.
Yeah, one dance group that's coming from France. Not a solo. There has been a solo who's come from overseas.
Solo,
well.
I can understand because it could be in the area. A group all the way from France to perform in KL?
Yes, somebody's got money. And then when we were doing our rehearsals the other day, there was another group of four people who had come from Spain who came to watch us because they would like to participate next year. So this is all very...
How did they hear about the one in Kuala Lumpur? Because it's called short and sweet,
it's called advertising. It's called publicity. Okay. It's called communication. She studied it. I mean, we have to shout it out to everybody. It has to be put on social media. That is the trick of it all. Mm. But they do come. I mean, it's not like... Malaysians from Kelantan and Terengganu find it hard to come and participate in Short and Sweet in Kuala Lumpur. So this is not on. This should be like, you know, the sky's the limit. You can come from anywhere.
For the musicals, how many groups participated at the start? Did you have to screen and say, okay, these will go in, this will not make the cut?
At the very start, there was quite a number, and then eventually we shortlisted down to 9. But unfortunately, 3 had to drop out for their own reasons. And this happens quite frequently in festivals like Short and Sweet. We ended up with a sweet group of 6. Yeah. Which lasts for about an hour. If you have them for 10 minutes on the stage. Time-wise, it's not so bad at all. You cannot really sit through a night of 10 musicals of 10 minutes. You can't. It's too much. Yeah. It is 8 is max, you know. So we're not too unhappy with the numbers, although we're rather unhappy with the numbers of audiences. So, hey, did I see you there? You were rehearsing,
this
yes.
Is getting edited out.
No.
Farida, I ask the questions on this show, not you. You have your own show somewhere else.
Okay, that will be edited out, I know.
For Short and Sweet, what is the appeal of the format? Beyond what I've kind of joked about, that when we hear a speech and we say, oh, that was Short and Sweet, I understand it. But what's the appeal of performances?
I've got
of
the answer.
10 minutes.
The originality, Sun Heng. Every single piece of work that you see throughout the 8 weeks in Kuala Lumpur and 2 weeks in Penang are all original pieces of work. Right from the song category of week one and stand up. Maybe stand up, you can't really claim to be too original. They may have told it elsewhere. But nevertheless, it's still their work and it's still very original. And you can always pull them up if they are doing any kind of plagiarizing or copying from something that they have already seen. And this is the beauty of Short and Sweet. It's all original. So can you imagine all these young Malaysians, and some not so young, who having to crack their minds of trying to tell a new and fresh story that has never been told before. Perhaps nuances of them are kind of close, but they have to be original.
How many songs, Vale?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
No, how many songs in your show?
Musical.
In your
same
musical.
Thing. I'm not sure how to answer that because it's one stream.
Ah.
We've tried.
So there is no dialogue.
There is.
There's speaking parts also.
But it's the song doesn't stop. It keeps transforming because I had to change the keys for our different ranges. I flew down to Jakarta to test her range in person, find her sweet spot. I mean, her notes, her sweet notes.
Oh, my God.
thus I kept changing the keys to make sure that they suited us.
But he writes gorgeous musicals, this young man.
I'm speaking with Farida Amerikan, the executive producer, artistic director.
Anything can.
Of the Short and Sweet Festival in KL and Penang, we've not talked anything about Penang. She's here with two performers who won big time in Short and Sweet musical category, which ended just this past Sunday. Coming up, what else is happening with Short and Sweet, which will run till the end of October? This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing speaking with Farida Amerikan and winners of this past Sunday's Short and Sweet musical category, Vale Wong and Desmonda Cathabel Christie. Now, the focus of Short and Sweet, I understand, was first big, huge impact in Australia. It's a platform for original work, which you have mentioned. This is one of the good things about it, and providing a platform also for established artists. So now with this thing that Vale and Desmonda have done, you have put it on YouTube, but that's one medium, right? You are live performers, I assume. How are you going to use this towards performing live.
Can I answer that for you for the benefit of these young people?
Of course.
Because I think that for their future, they want to show off their talent. And you cannot show off the live talent on the stage all the time because...
It's too difficult.
Yeah, it's too difficult and time-consuming. And it costs money to go and book venues every time you want to perform live. And on top of that, what they are going to be doing by putting it onto YouTube goes viral, goes throughout the world. And they will be spotted, you know, and they can be spotted next minute. You can find her name, maybe in Los Angeles.
The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice. Yeah, The Voice. Wow. And the man will stand up
X
and applaud.
Factor. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe that this is the way to go. Not anymore just going onto the venue and performing all the time live. It's a very tough call, performing live. I am all for young artists branching out to the social media concept.
And sometimes it's as simple as wanting to share this music with our family. Mm-hmm. My parents are in Kuching. Her parents are back in Jakarta. They're not watching
our
show.
They cannot see it.
They cannot see our show. And on YouTube, everyone can.
Do you think, as millennials, that somehow this is the apt platform? Because it's something that you can get on your handphone and you can watch it on your handphone. And it's also short enough to watch and long enough to be engaging, you know? Mm. So it hits the sweet spot. So is this medium somehow for your generation?
I believe so, because, I mean, our generation is, my generation maybe, we are like very into...
Short attention span.
Yes, exactly. We have like such short attention span, and this kind of stories are like the perfect, just like you said, it's long enough to be engaging, but like short enough to not lose our attention. But like, for myself, I'm only into theater like for about 4 years or 5 years. And I found out about theater and musical theater through online foundings. Yeah.
Yes.
So in Jakarta, you did not get to see a musical theater performance.
No, it really didn't start from watching live musical performances, but rather finding musical performances from YouTube. And I was like, oh my God, a whole new world that I didn't know about. And then I started falling in love with it. And there are videos that are like easy to access, which is makes it easier for me to love musical theater even more. So it's a new way of enjoying this art form. If you like an artist, you buy their albums, but you still want to see them live in concerts. So what I take from musical theater is that I enjoyed the video performances, I enjoyed their recordings, but I still really want to see them live to experience the whole immersive experience of the theater. And I think that's a really good thing to put the words out. Yeah,
because to do a video is quite different. I assume you have not shot the video yet.
No, we're going to do it later. We're looking for people to collaborate
with. It's not like seeing something on stage where your eyes can pick what you want to see,
exactly.
Right? The camera controls it
all. It has different pros and cons. We get to have close-ups of this Wanda's face and my own. The long shot as well. We get to play with emotion if it's a good video. And a lot of us, we fell in love with musical theater through YouTube. Mm. We don't have the chance to watch Dear Evan Hansen, Hamilton, even at one point Wicked.
Yeah.
It was quite inaccessible. It's in New York or it's so far away. But it didn't stop us from falling in love with these musicals. We felt it. And so we intend to use the exact same medium to hopefully let everyone feel our story as well.
Mm. While the video is one platform, will you continue also with the live performance? In short, will you develop what you have started in Short and Sweet?
Definitely. But if I were to collaborate on a full length or a longer production, it'd probably be a different story. Because after looking at it for a while, I think this story is perfect the way it is.
Probably takes a couple of years for planning, yeah. And also to find the money.
True.
And the cast.
Hi, Farida. Huh?
Exactly. For me, this is the question I will ask you. You have created this platform. As far as the producer of Short and Sweet in Malaysia, the franchise owner in Malaysia, where will you take it to?
Well, actually, Soon Heng, we have asked this question several times and also wished that it would have gone elsewhere as well. But it seemed to be remaining into the 10-minute slot for quite some time. There have been repeats of performances, but still 10 minutes long. Well, as I mentioned, maybe half jokingly, is the money and also is the planning, is the time that you can give to your work of art, you know? Like, for instance, an award-winning composer over the last few years, who is Nick Chu, he has left our shores and gone
to Australia.
Where obviously there is much more that one can do there. There's much more professional talent and professional theatre, which is unfortunately, it makes you want to cry, but unfortunately not very available in Malaysia. So you have to take your wares elsewhere in the world if you want to really be a name in the world of the performing arts. You don't have to stay in Kampung Malaysia forever and work at it, even though it gets to be very difficult. I don't think we should force them to do that.
No, I don't think I'm talking about forcing anybody to do anything. Yeah. But I understand you have a program within KL Pack, Actor Studio. Jit Yang is working with a group of writers.
Something like this, I think,
could fit into that so that we have a development program that what is original in Short and Sweet can get developed and do something fuller.
I am sure there will be some takers, but perhaps very few. Because those writers who are working currently are writers who believe in the long form and in their books and in their long films that they want to do. A little bit different from the minds of the young people who are in Short and Sweet. A little bit different. It's very hard to put them into that kind of hole, you know?
That's why my question to Vale is, now that he has started something, a story, where does it go from here beyond going into YouTube as a video and then get shared? Will he continue to write something?
He's giving you a challenge, Vale.
Yeah, you know, rather than just end it here, can this then become the springboard to a more fully fleshed out musical?
Yeah, we want it to be. He wants it to be.
Well,
you have a challenge. Unsay it. Commit yourself to something.
I'm quite happy to keep this as a 10 to 12 minute musical. But what I would like to do is Home - From the Sky. I'd like to make a series of these musicals, all based on home. And I think actually the last three musicals I have fit quite well in this.
So at least you could put them all together under one
giant series of different aspects of home. 3 years ago was a relationship that ended prematurely. Second one was a relationship with a girl with a dog.
Yeah.
Last year was a relationship with a couple that fought and broke up, but somehow realized they miss each other immensely. And this year is between a mother and a son. And it's all revolving around home. So maybe I'll create a series and showcase it as
one complete show.
Yes. Rather than try to flesh out this story. If I were to write a full-length musical, I think I know what I would write, and it would be quite different. Yeah.
But this is a platform that you have at least experimented with, and have you given the opportunity to try and test things out?
Well, we've gotten audience responses every single night, and each response is so important to us because we understand what works and what doesn't.
I think that, I know you're asking the questions, but can I ask a question?
Okay.
Can I ask Vale a question? And that is, he has the knowledge of writing musicals and composing and writing wonderful lyrics. I'd like to ask Vale whether he'd like to pass this on, or can he
teach
want to pass this on at the courses, at the workshops? Would he like to do that? Does he have the desire to pass it on?
Of course I do. Yes, I definitely would love to teach people if they would like to learn from me, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like a person who knows how to, hands-on person, you know, who takes the workshop and they have something to look at and say, hey, this is an award-winning composer, director and writer. I'm sure he has something to teach me. So, workshops in April, Vale.
Well, I'm available if you have me.
April next year.
Yes, April next year.
What's the relationship between the Short and Sweet in KL and the Short and Sweet in Penang? Are they two independent festivals?
Not entirely. Share? No, not entirely independent. It still comes under us, under Joe and myself, under Short and Sweet Malaysia. In fact, some of the plays or some of the dance items that are happening in Kuala Lumpur also happen in Penang. Some of the directors go to Penang to do their plays over there. So there is some kind of crossing over of talent, which is good because Penang is even a drier market than Kuala Lumpur in terms of creative manpower.
Small island.
No, there's a Butterworth that we can claim to be home, you know. Again, it's something that you have to push a bit harder in Penang. Penang Pack is only 6 years old. And so it's a slow development. But we don't mind it. We don't mind if it's slow, as long as they want to do it.
And next year, Actor Studio in KL Pack will be 30 years old.
2018, 2019, yes, will be 30 years old. And we have got a lot of things planned. But if I can add something here for Short and Sweet, and that is Short and Sweet this year has added one more category.
I know, junior dance.
Yes, junior dance for the little fellas, for the little ones.
In terms of Short and Sweet, the format, you can create as many categories
absolutely.
As you like. You can have Short and Sweet dance, you can have Short and Sweet theatre.
We had Short and Sweet classics.
Junior.
You ask him. We had Short and Sweet classics, but some of them do not get picked up. C'est la vie.
Now, what's happening in the coming weeks?
Well, this week we have Short and Sweet Junior Dance, and then the next 2 weeks is Short and Sweet Dance. And after that, again, a record-breaking 3 weeks of Short and Sweet Theatre.
How many plays?
Altogether, 8 and 8 and 9. Can you add that for me?
That's
16 plus 9, 25. Yes.
Yes.
That's a lot.
25 plays, yes.
Thank you all for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
Sunheng.
Thank you so much.
Well, the Short and Sweet Festival, for a lack of a better word, continues with Short and Sweet Junior Dance this weekend, then dance the following weekend, then Short and Sweet Theatre takes over, as Farida has said. The Short and Sweet performances run through the end of October, so it's best to go to klpack.org to check out on the dates and times. And on that same site, you get ticketing information too. Beyond the regular 45 ringgit tickets to each performance, you can get also discounts for special groups of people and tickets to gala nights and festival packages too.
And look out for Short Sweet Jakarta.
Oh, that's the new revelation of the show.
Yes,
heard it first here. Thank you for that news. When?
It's up to Desmonda.
Okay. This is Run Run, the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
From the sky, everything small and bright. If I jumped, I think that I could fly. In that house, that stupid girl's pregnant, and when she tells her father, "You're not my daughter," he said, "You don't live here anymore," he said, "Get out. Get out."
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.